Get behind me, Satan. Are you so connected to Jesus that you will blindly follow him just by his voice? I long to be in the group he is describing when he says they never follow a stranger, but will run away from him because strangers' voices are unfamiliar to them. John 10:5. I wish I could say that I never follow the adversary, that he doesn't sound familiar, but I haven't reached that point yet. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life on behalf of the sheep. John 10:14. The thief and I had a relationship in the past. I've been trying to break it off, but he's a stalker. Jesus also knows his voice. He looks Peter right in the eye and says, Get behind me, Satan. Matthew 16:23. The same words I use when I recognize that my mind has been wandering without me, and he is taking the opportunity to start twisting every thought. It frustrates me that it happens so often, but I am thankful that Jesus is not caught off guard just because I am. He says, I am the gate. If someone enters through me, he will be safe and go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come so that they may have life, life in its fullest measure. John 10, verses 9 and 10. That promise gives me the courage to point my finger at the adversary, my heart back to Jesus, and command Satan to get behind me one more time, celebrating each step between us as I rest in Jesus, who will and has laid his life down for me. He didn't just do it for me, but also for you, so that you are free to choose life in and with Christ. Whose voice are you listening for? Do you know the difference? Has Satan's voice become unfamiliar to you yet? If not, don't give up pushing him out of your life. Repeat after me, Get behind me, Satan.